Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. It's been quite some time since I've recorded a podcast, and part of that is because, well, my travel schedule over the last 3 months has been pretty crazy. I think the first time that I will be home for 3 weeks in a row. In a little while anyway. I needed a break, and so just it all kind of snowballed, and all of a sudden, I hadn't recorded podcasts for 3 months or more. And so, okay, it's maybe time to record a podcast or two because, it's been a while, and it's been a while, and I should probably get back in the habit of doing it. And I've got a couple weeks at home, so maybe I'll get back in the habit of recording a few podcasts and so on. And I've got a good reason to. A few weeks ago, I bought a big new toy. I got a Prius V, and it's kind of been on my radar for a while. I should say the Priuses in general. When it came time to buy a new car, I've got somebody that's now old enough to drive in my household, so another car was necessary. So. I had the oldest car, so it was my turn to get the new car. And, it's been on our radar for a while just for, the gas savings. And look, I'm not in the illusion that a Prius is necessarily more, environmentally friendly than say, the car that, that I was driving before. It's certainly a quieter car. I'll say that. I even did some dB measurements so when the car is running in, at least with city driving, it's probably about 20 dB quieter, overall. And even with the engines running, it's still mostly quiet. The Prius V is a hybrid. So it has a gas engine and an electric engine, and, it does get better gas mileage, which is nice, but, there's batteries in these cars, right? I mean, it's not nearly as bad as a fully electric car, I think, but it has a bigger than normal battery. So, given all the chemicals and rare earth metals that go into the batteries, is it necessarily more environmentally friendly than burning gasoline, right? Or burning, getting just a gas powered car that, maybe is a little bit more efficient or whatever. I don't know, right? And I think it's the car itself is lighter, so I mean you could probably make the argument that the car is more environmentally friendly. I'm not so sure, but I'm not going to complain about the fact that it gets better gas mileage than my other car. At least based on the first tank of gas, it's probably going to do more. But I've also noticed that the car, because of the cars have got kind of a scoring system to tell you, how well you're driving. Although I find that I turned that display off after I figured out how to do that. I just look at how the system is doing, right, in terms of using the battery versus using the electric motor versus using the gas motor, which, and it all just sort of manages it automatically. Although it all depends on supply and demand, right? Depending upon how much I'm asking the car to do, it will, or what the battery state is what it will do in terms of the driving, in terms of which of those things will be on. And so as a result, I can see that interplay. And so I assume that as I'm using the battery, I'm actually going to get, that means it's not going to be burning fuel. So I'll get better gas mileage if I can maximize the amount of time I spend in battery and lessen the amount of time I spend in, using the gas motor. So, as a result of that, I think that means I drive a little bit differently. That means I'm coasting more, because when you coast and you're not accelerating, the actual motion of the car actually generates power for the battery, which is nice. Same thing with the regenerative braking, right? It takes that additional electricity and feeds it back to the battery, and it's but in a, likewise while it's doing that, the gas motor isn't Photon, so it's not actually burning any fuel in that case. And so the more I do that, the more my miles per gallon indicator goes up, because it can see, yes, I'm not burning fuel, and so I'm going places. And so that, as a result of that, it's able to actually get better gas mileage. And so but it means I've been driving slower too, right? It means I'm not speeding through the neighborhood, or I mean, not that I was speeding that much anyway, but I'm almost driving under the speed limit now, because I'm basically coasting, right? And in fact, I can, when I go get the mail, come back into the neighborhood and go get the mail, I can coast from where the mailboxes are all the way down to my driveway without accelerating at all. You know, I put the car in drive and just let it coast down the hill. And during all of that time, I'm getting battery power back from basically coasting downhill. So it's changing how I'm driving, because I'm definitely more, aware of, okay, well, what is the impact of, if I hit the accelerator, it's going to burn gas. Well, I don't want to do that. Or I try not to do that as much. And sometimes you kind of have to, right? If you're at freeway speed, you kind of got no choice other than to use the, accelerator, because you got to be at 65 miles an hour, or, if you're a metric person, that's a little over 100 kilometers an hour. But anyway, other than that, right? I mean, it's I guess like a normal car, although it's nice to have a car that doesn't have a tape player. because that's my previous car had, it was old enough that it still had a cassette tape player in it. This has got, a system that unfortunately seems to be a little buggy. Especially if I use it with Bluetooth, it seems to reboot randomly, which is not good. So fortunately, it's also got USB input, although that, when I plug it in, sometimes it picks a random song to play, and I don't necessarily, it doesn't always pick a song I want to listen to, but usually I want to listen to podcasts anyway. But it's nice to have a car that actually has an audio system that I can use, because my previous car didn't have that, because mostly I use my phone. And in fact, when my wife drove this car, she commented that she couldn't figure out how to work the radio, to turn on the AM/FM, which, for me is like, well, I would never do that. I mean, why would you do that? Of course, she listens to the radio. I don't. I mostly just listen to podcasts and stuff. And so it's nice to actually have a, for me, it's easier, right? Or it's just as easy to do that as it is to turn on the radio. So anyway, yeah, it's a big toy, and yeah, it's changing how I'm driving, just because it's giving me the feedback. The older cars don't do that, but, I'm sure there's probably more that can go wrong in this car, and I'm sure that there's probably, because there's, I don't know, more electronics and there's software updates and stuff too. It's like, well, I suspect that this is going to be a problem at some point. And so somebody will find a way to hack the car. Fortunately, it doesn't come with internet in it, so it's only connected to a network when I happen to use the Toyota Intune app, right? Which is, I think I set that up and I haven't used much of the features in it. But anyway, it's turned into it's been a nice vehicle so far. It's only been a few weeks, so I'm going to get some extended time at home to drive it a bit more. But it's not like I do a lot of driving in the car. It tends to pretty much either go to Starbucks or go to the airport. There's really not a whole lot of in between there. But anyway, that was worth recording a podcast for, I suppose. I plan on keeping this car. It actually is something amazing when we were looking at Priuses, that Priuses actually seem to hold their value a lot more than say, conventional vehicles. And I'm not sure why that is. So we were looking at, maybe not the most current models or whatever, and the price difference ended up being not that great, whereas my 13-year-old car is probably degraded a bit in terms of its in terms of its value compared to what we paid for it. But that's okay. That's the thing about cars, right, is that they tend to lose their value over time. But Priuses seem to do it less, it seems. And at least the initial repair costs, at least from what I understand, it doesn't have to go to the shop nearly as often for oil changes, but you have to bring it in to rotate the tires more often than anything else. So hopefully that helps. Unfortunately, if you ever have to replace the battery, that's that ends up being a very pricey thing. So hopefully it'll be some years before I do that. But anyway, what's been keeping me busy the last couple of weeks. I may start podcasting again with doing some InfoSec stuff, since I now have a feed of InfoSec stuff that I put out pretty regularly on Twitter and LinkedIn. And so maybe I will also take that material and possibly talk about it. It seems like, because that's always been the challenge I've had with doing a podcast, is it's like, okay, I have to find something to talk about. Well, I always have something to talk about. So maybe this will become, you know, more InfoSec focused as opposed to other things. We'll see. I mean, if there's an uptick in those kinds of podcasts, if I if I can get back in the habit of doing it, that is, then that's what we'll do. But anyway, as I say, it's been a while. This is a longer than normal episode. And, I'll hopefully get back to my 4 or 5 minute regular when I was doing this more frequently. So anyway, if you're still listening, if you're still subscribed, thank you. If you have feedback, of course, you know how to get a hold of me. So we'll see you next time, whenever that is. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.